Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I was talking about what people call the exception clause. Follow along as we end the week right there. And so a lot of people call this clause, except for the cause of fornication, the exception clause. And would add, you would only put her away for fornication. It doesn't say a thing about remarrying. He should stay single, so they might come back together. Now, that's a very strong statement, if this is all Christ and the Bible said on it. But now there are other statements, and see, that's why we're doing it the way we're doing it, because I want you to see the Bible as it unfolds this doctrine. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, he states this, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except," okay, there's a comma again, "except it be for fornication, comma, and shall marry another, comma, committeth adultery." And after that, there's a colon. Why? Because the thought is going to continue. "And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." Now, here Jesus said about the man, "and marrieth another." But what then do we see by grammar in both Greek and English? "Except for the cause of fornication." Now we see the exception clause, and that's applied to him remarrying. Now, in the Matthew 5 passage, it didn't say remarry. But here, it is talking about remarrying. And by the way, it's of no logical sense grammatically, nor by punctuation, to say it applies only to divorce and not remarrying. That's not what Jesus said. He said, "Except it be for fornication, and shall marry another." So, if we take out the commas, the phrase in between, if we take that out, "whosoever shall put away his wife and shall marry another, comma, committeth adultery." But there was an exception put in there. "Except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her that is put away committeth adultery." That issue is put away for fornication. So let's let the Bible speak for itself. That's what we're trying to do here. So the exception clause comes in again. Now, by the way, again, it's of no logical sense grammatically nor by punctuation to say it applies only to divorce and not remarrying. Now, I guess it doesn't matter that Jesus said it specifically as far as people that say that are concerned. Other words, they're saying Jesus just spoke words that really he had no intention with them. He was just talking to talk. Well, no, every word of God is pure, we find out in Proverbs chapter 30, which also refers to him as God's son. Now, this passage, they had asked in the Matthew 19 passage to put her away for any cause. Why? Because they divorced for those reasons by rabbinical writings and oral traditions. Now, let me just share a very important note with you. You cannot dismiss other parts of the Bible to support your doctrine. Other parts don't change doctrine. Rather, they give us more clarification. Now, I know some have been to Christian colleges and heard something differently. Some to seminars, and they still others just have a favorite preacher that has said something that's different. I only ask that you allow the Word of God to be the final authority, because it is the final authority. It's by that word, not by that college, not by that pastor, not by that seminar that we're going to be judged. That's why we've stuck to it. Now, what I'm teaching here is not my position, it's God's position. I just agree with him. Now remember, Acts 17:11, they at Berea were more noble than they at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. Who were those people at Thessalonica? And who were those people at Berea? Who were they all listening to? The Apostle Paul. And the people at Berea were more noble than the people at Thessalonica in that they searched to see if what Paul was saying was true in the Word of God. That's the way it must always be. Now, I've heard people say, well, I believe what Jesus said, but I don't know if I can agree with what Paul said, or I don't know if I can agree what it says in the book of Luke, but I do like what it says in Mark. No. It's all God-breathed. Every bit of the book. You can't just take out the parts that you don't like because it messes up the philosophy that you've built. By the way, let me just say this. The Bible talks about philosophers and philosophies philosophers, philosophies, they appear, each word, only one time in the Bible, and both is in a bad sense. God's word is truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Now, the Lord doesn't want us turning to philosophies for our life. He wants us to stick with his truth. So do God's will, God's way, and you will find out that that is 1,000 times better. Now, let's look at another place of review here. We're still reviewing in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4. Now, remember, we preached on this in one of the previous sessions, in the second session. So this being the third session, this is review. But in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4, we read this. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her. Now, let me just stop there to say the uncleanness may not be of a sexual thing. It may be something of where through maybe a sickness, some kind of thing that happened to her that she's got something, an uncleanness that they didn't know of, maybe. There's a problem of sexual nature that he feels is unclean. So, nonetheless, it says, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And, now notice, and when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. See, now we're finding out that she wasn't really guilty of adultery or fornication, but she also may not have told the truth about a condition that she has. Then verse 3 says, and if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and gives it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, either way, whether he dies or he divorces her, he says, her former husband, which sent her away, that is the first one, that sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. Now, I was talking to a man, sharing with him the gospel. And he told me, says, you know, he had asked about my marriage. He said, I've been married 48 years to the same beautiful woman I married. I just think she's prettier now than she was then. And she was a knockout then. But nonetheless, I said, yeah, 48 years. And he says, well, I've been married 5.5 times. And I'm thinking, 5.5? He said, yeah, I married one of them twice. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. He may not take her again to be his wife after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. So he says, that first one put her away for some unclean, the second one married her, and then maybe for the same reason it pops up again, or he dies, whatever, then she can't go back to that first husband. He says, for that is abomination before the Lord. Now, the word abomination is the same Hebrew word that is used in speaking of homosexuality. It is abomination before the Lord. God Almighty sees it, and it just turns his stomach. Thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Well, those are pretty strong words. So if divorced, and the other mate remarries, are you to wait in case that one divorces, and then you can get him back, and then remarry? No. He says it's an abomination to God for them to remarry the first one after they've been married to someone else. Now, I've actually had that come up in my ministry on occasion. And people, I did have one lady come back to me and says, my first husband and I believe we made a mistake. We both remarried. He's divorced and I want to come back to him. I still love him. Is it right? And I showed her this passage. I says, you know, I can't tell you what to do. This is a decision you make yourself, and it really is. But if you're asking me, what does the Bible say? This is what it says. Now, she didn't remarry the guy. Now, what's happened to that? That's been many years ago. So I have no idea where those people are today, but I remember the situation. They don't live in this community, by the way. Now, so when someone is divorced for a wrong reason, if the former spouse is remarried, then that person is free to marry, for it would be an abomination in God's sight for her to remarry the first husband or wife, as the case may be. Again, that would be abomination to God. Now, that's a short review, but keep it in mind. We see some things in the Old Testament that just makes us say, wow, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know that. And there's some passages in the Old Testament that you wonder, well, what about this or what about that? So we're going to try to hit some Old Testament scriptures here and just have a run in the Old Testament. We're not going to hit everything, but we're going to hit a good amount so you can just see the doctrine as it unfolds before us. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm.